Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In Afghanistan, the Taliban has started to attack. They swarmed through seven provinces yesterday, killing people. Suicide bomber blew up, killed 27 people. They are simply attacking the Afghan army, simply attacking airfields, anything to attack us. And that is because the initial withdrawal date that had been set by Donald Trump was May 1. May 1 was Saturday. Biden had already said, we're going to withdraw on September 1. And that's because of our interests, not anybody else's interests. But we're still firmly committed to the Afghan government and military, and we'll do what's necessary to sustain it. So these idiots think, okay, at 4 months is too long to wait, so we are simply going to attack and degrade the Afghan army, the regular army. There is a humanitarian crisis over there. And here are some things that I think we have to do. First of all, there are thousands of Afghans who worked for us and with us as interpreters, as guides, as members of joint operations against the Taliban. These are good people. These are good people committed to democracy. They don't believe in jihad. They don't believe in coming over here and blowing us up like some people whom we've let in as immigrants without vetting at all what was going on with them. Those people have to be rescued. This went on during the Vietnam War as well when we withdrew. There are a number of people in Vietnam, Vietnamese, but also Hmongs, who were indispensable to us. They're good fighters, interpreters, guides, and we got them out. They would have been slaughtered by the Viet Cong, by Victor Charlie. Victor Charlie stands for the Viet Cong. That's why they call him Charlie. Victor Charlie would have killed them, and we got them out. We just can't leave Afghans who worked as our interpreters to be killed with their families. That has to be in process. I'm confident that Joe Biden understands that, and it is in process. But the second thing is the Taliban has already rehooked up with Al-Qaeda. Rehooked with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the group behind the 9/11 bombing, and along with ISIS and in Africa, Boko Haram are going down simply slaughtering Christians, slaughtering animists, you know, non-religious villagers in Africa, slaughtering Christians in the Middle East. These people have got to be stopped. Now, it's not worth, quite frankly, in our national interest, sending tens of thousands of our troops to Afghanistan, keeping them there forever, just because they have a truly corrupt, cancer-ridden culture that supports that kind of terrorism. One of the sad things is they will absolutely shut down any school that educates a girl, and they will murder any girl or the mother of any girl who tries to educate them. That's just a plain fact. That's got to be taken into account. And my solution is we work to support the Afghan army and its government, and using drones, long-range bombers, the minute there is a conglomeration of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban anywhere, they get bombed. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. These people are murderous. They're murderous against their own kind. But I think Biden made the correct decision to get out. Otherwise, last time we had 2,500 people over there, soldiers, men and women, good people. What if they get overwhelmed? What if they get overwhelmed? You can't get it down much below 2,500. What, you put 250 people there and they're going to get swarmed? No. You either go in to win it, and you can't win a land war in Asia because there are billions of people throughout that continent. And you do it through diplomacy. You do it through military power when necessary and not land power. Period. So here, diplomacy doesn't work with Al-Qaeda. Diplomacy doesn't work with the Taliban. Diplomacy doesn't work with ISIS or Boko Haram. It does not work, did not work with the pilots who flew planes into the World Trade Center. These kinds of people are simply enemies of the United States and have to be eliminated. So there you have it. The offensive has already started. Seven provinces, including Helmand Province, We are going to stand tall with them. We'll withdraw by September 1. We'll still have some special forces advising them. But the complexion of Afghanistan and the conflict is going to change. It's going to change. I'm going to go to another unfavorite person, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Here's what Tucker Carlson did yesterday. I'm not kidding. He called Barack Obama, a two-term president, quote, a creepy old guy, end quote, and attacked him for urging Americans to get the vaccine. That's why he said he was a creepy old guy, because he urged Americans to get the vaccine. Anybody with half a brain urges Americans to get the vaccine. Joe Biden did. Donald Trump got vaccinated. Sneaky, on the sly, didn't let on to his QAnon base, but he got vaccinated. Donald Trump got vaccinated. Ivanka Trump got vaccinated. Arnold Schwarzenegger got vaccinated. I'd like to see Tucker Carlson go up to Arnold Schwarzenegger and say he's a creepy old guy. See what happens to Tucker Carlson from the Terminator, from Arnold. So look, what he's doing is he's attacking Obama always for no reason at all. But what Tucker Carlson doesn't understand, or maybe he really does understand and is glad about it because he gets his name in the news, he is inducing violence. Asian woman, 9th Avenue and 42nd Street, Sunday evening, walking along by herself in a mask. Guy comes up to her and says, take off your mask, and bashes her on the head. Bashes her on the head. You know, these anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers like Voss, they're all lying. Voss got vaccinated. Voss shows up, remember a year ago, April, the pandemic was just surging, and he looked like he was on the space station. The guy, listen, beekeepers and deep sea divers don't have as good a mask as he had on. He had a helmet on. He had a helmet on and a hospital robe. And he's squeaking out, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. You don't have to have a mask. You don't have to do anything. You just come here. The level, you know, frankly, of stupidity and hypocrisy is really breathtaking. But people have to be called out. Tucker Carlson called Obama a creepy old guy. Creepy old guy for urging people to get the vaccine. Now, it's irresponsible not to urge people to get the vaccine. But I said yesterday, I'm going to say it again now. I would bring Tucker Carlson before a grand jury if I were a prosecutor in the area where he went on the air and said that, presumably New York City. And I would say, you suggested that people harass, you use that word, people wearing masks. And you said that if you see little kids with masks, turn the parents in for child abuse, which is a felony. You suggested the filing of a felony on false grounds. That is obstruction. That is obstruction. Obstruction itself is a felony. And then I'd indict him and haul him into court. He'd argue the First Amendment. He would argue, well, I didn't say this particular person should be harassed. I said it in general. You can't say in general the whole Senate should be assassinated. You will go to court. You will go to court. It is about time that this guy got shut down from criminal behavior. I don't care about what he says. I'm talking criminal behavior. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.